Let's say Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jennifer Wilkins, JenniferWilkins. Date of birth 11/21/1973. Date of appointment August 5, 2025. Requesting a physician. Yahira Myers, YAHAIRAMYERS, FNP. Dear Yahira Myers, I have the pleasure of seeing Jennifer Wilkins today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 51-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman. She has episode in which words were not coming out. Left side of the face were twitching. It lasted 2 to 3 minutes. She become confused. She was not able to speak, does not remember anything. This happened about 3 times. She has a memory problem and she forgets also. She goes to the room and does not remember why she is here. She lives with the husband. She is not working due to the back surgeries. She takes care of herself. She can cook. Husband pay the bill. She drive with GPS. She is crying during the interview. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, GERD, tremors, Barrett esophagus, past surgical history, total right knee replacement, allergy to gluten and bee venom, medication, epinephrine, levothyroxine, nicotine, omeprazole, tirzepatide, social history, she was a heavy smoker. She smoked 2 to 3 cigarettes per day. Does not drink alcohol. She uses marijuana. She is not working. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive with dementia, father alive with emphysema and colon cancer. One sister and one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a memory issue. Confusion, twitching of the face, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, next couple. There is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibrative sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 51-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, mild cognitive impairment. Number 2, rule out epilepsy. Number 3, depression. Next paragraph, her memory problem can be due to depression. She does not qualify for the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease at this time. A twitching of the face with inability to speak can be a seizure. I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. I would like to start Zoloft 25 milligram 1 PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.